Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and today I want to talk about when you're trauma bonded or you're codependent on someone, or especially a narcissist. A lot of people are trauma bonded to a narcissist. And why is that? Why are so many people still attached to the narcissist? Even down the road, they can't let go of the narcissist. It's because of the hot and cold of the narcissist. It's because when a narcissist shows you affection and they show you love, they really show you affection and they really show you love. They will put you on the top of a cloud, okay? That's all the oxytocin in your brain being flooded, because the narcissist is a master manipulator and builds this fantasy in your mind, okay? And a lot of people, they want to believe it. They want to believe the fantasy because they're looking for something so badly. You know, there's a lot of lonely, desperate people out there. There's a lot of people looking for love. And who comes along? The narcissist comes along and showers them with attention, affection, love bombing. And when you're living in a world where social media is so big and so many people have so many options, there's so much supply out there, what happens is a lot of times people come across the narcissist, okay? This is somebody that is going to try to take advantage of you. Narcissists have no empathy, and they're going to try to take advantage of you because they see something in you that they want. It could be sex, it could be money, it could be a place to live, it could just be for their ego, okay? There's something that you have that the narcissist wants. Now, when you go on those dating apps, I told you before 1,000 times in my other podcasts, they are a shark pit, okay? And they are filled with tons of narcissists, tons of people and, you know, narcissists that are out there that are not looking for love. They're looking for something else from you. Like I said, it could be sex, it could be money, it could be a scam or anything else. The dating apps are flooded with these people, you guys, and plenty of people are getting scammed. And when you have somebody that is a very vulnerable person, somebody who's very lonely, somebody maybe who's very desperate to find somebody, and they come across somebody like that, these are the people that are going to fall into the narcissist's web. And a lot of them get scammed by narcissistic people. So the thing is, you have to break codependency when you're out there, okay? And it doesn't just have to be with a narcissist. It could be with anybody. You could be in a regular relationship. And let's just say you can't stop thinking about this person, or you're obsessed with this person and you just can't get over them, okay? You can't get over them. You've got to look deeper into yourself, okay? You've got to look at yourself and say, why can't I get over this person? What was it about this person that touched my heart so deeply, okay? A lot of times they made you feel like you were understood, okay? They come into your life, you sit there, you open up to these people too fast, too soon. That's your biggest problem, is that you trust too soon, okay? During the first 3 months is a trial period. I don't care what comes out of these people's mouths. You don't know who they are. And there's a lot of good actors and actresses out there that are going to lay it on thick. All right. These people are master manipulators, master manipulators. You've got to get out of your head with that romantic fantasy about finding somebody and understand what love really means. Love means that you grow with somebody. Love is something that's created. It's not something that happens overnight, like in a romantic novel, you guys. So, you know, in the beginning, you're trusting too soon. These people that are getting hurt, they're trusting too soon, all right? You've got to take your time with somebody. You've got to check that person out, inside and out. What is this person about? What is their track record about? What kind of relationships did they have? Why did their relationships end? And do not take whatever that person tells you at face value, because people lie all the time. That's why time is your biggest defense against a narcissist or scam artist, because their true colors always come out, you guys. Usually, it depends on, you know, how good they are a manipulator. It could come out within a month. It could come out within 3 months. It could come out within 6 months, but it's going to come out, all right? And that's why you have to take it slow with somebody. But the problem is, people get entrapped with the love bombing because they're out there, they're meeting so many people that are being flaky with them that, you know, they're playing them and playing so many options, they're not consistent with them. And here comes the narcissist, all right, who's consistent with you. Now you get involved with a narcissist, you're in a relationship with a narcissist, and you're feeling like you met the love of your life, all right? And then what happens is, after a certain amount of time, could be 3 months, around the 3 month mark on average for people, it depends. The narcissist, once they know they got you, okay, that's when they're going to start to put you down, criticize you, judge you. Usually by this time, they've already got another supply lined up in case something happens with you. A narcissist will always have backup supply. As a matter of fact, even when you started with the narcissist, they had somebody probably on the side. It may not be somebody that they were in a relationship with necessarily, but they had somebody that they were having sex with or a situationship with on the side, and you just never knew about it, okay? They're coming at you. They're telling you they're single. But here's the thing. A narcissist is never single. A narcissist is never single. Listen to me when I tell you. When we want to define what single means, it means that, you know, they're not involved with somebody, they're not having sex with anybody, they're not in a committed relationship. But when you get involved with a narcissist, they could either be in a relationship with somebody else, or they could technically be single but have a situationship with somebody else. But that's not them being completely single. And you're getting involved with these kind of people, all right? And these people are going to fill your head up with a fantasy. They're going to tell you how much they love you, that you're the soulmate, that, you know, oh, they want to have kids with you. They see you building an empire together. You know, those are the real opportunist ones that are going to talk like that. They're gonna build up every fantasy, every dream you had. They're gonna build it up. But what the narcissist is gonna do in the beginning is they're going to size you up and see what kind of person you are. They're gonna try to find out what your vulnerabilities are so that they can manipulate you on that, okay? Like if you're vulnerable, let's say you have kids or something like that, they're gonna play up to your kids. They're gonna tell you things like, oh, you know, you and I together, we could raise the kids and I could be there for your kids. They're going to tell you everything that you don't hear from these other people
that you're meeting either on dating apps or somewhere else that are flaking on you, okay, or not following through. So here's the narcissist that comes at you and in the beginning is consistent with you, and you're going to be fooled by this person. Why are you going to be fooled? Because you move too quickly, okay? You move too quickly. You already gave them a pass because they sounded good and their actions were good for the first or second month, but you haven't seen them in month 4 or 5 when their mask comes off, okay? This is why I tell you again and again, you've got to move slowly. So now this person has built up in your head this enormous dream, all right, of a wonderful life and everything. Then they're going to go cold on you. Once they know they got you, they're going to go cold on you and they're going to put their energy elsewhere. Because if they're not putting their energy towards you, you can trust and believe that their energy is directed towards somebody else, all right? Because this is how these people operate. So that once you start getting disgusted with the narcissist, because now you're starting to see things you don't like, maybe they're not showing you as much attention or affection, they're pulling back a little bit because now they're giving their supply that they have on the side the attention. And, you know, they're stringing you along, they're breadcrumbing you along, you know. They're creating that trauma bond. And the minute that they see that you're like pulling away from them, they're gonna start to love bomb you again to reel you back in. And then you're going to get mixed signals. You're going to get mixed signals from these people because they're going to gaslight you and they're going to mess with your head and you're not going to be able to see the reality of it. You're not going to see that they're creating an illusion and making you self-doubt your own judgment, okay? You cannot sit there and give these people a pass and say, make excuses for them. This is what trauma bonded type of people do. They make excuses for the narcissist. Why do they do that? Because they remember all the good things. They remember the nice things they said to them. They remember when the narcissist was really good and really sweet and touched their soul and maybe cried with them on the phone and things like that, that touched their soul, okay? But what you got to understand is that was all an act. These people are actors. It's all an act. It's all a manipulation. It's all to get you. It's all to hook you, all right? Because if you're not seeing that consistent attention by month 3, 4, 5, and 6, I guarantee, okay? I guarantee by month 4, they will not be able to hold it up, even by month 3, okay? Usually between month 2 and 3 is when you're going to see, you know, their character come out, okay? It's just human nature. It's going to come out, you guys. The truth always comes out. It may take time, but it comes out. So the thing is, you've got to, you know, instead of romanticizing about something, you've got to see it for what it is. And a lot of people that are trauma bonded have not been through that. Unless you've been through something like this and you've experienced, you know, being with a narcissist and you understand it, somebody who's trauma bonded is not going to understand that because this is all new to them. All right. They're thinking, oh, you know, this person's great. And this person, the narcissist, is making up excuses. Maybe they're ghosting them. Maybe they're disappearing on them because they're out with their other supply. And now the person that's trauma bonded is not understanding what's going on. They don't understand that the narcissist is playing game on them. And this is what narcissists do. They play game. And that's why I'm here, to expose the game, okay? And that's exactly what narcissists do. A narcissist is a very selfish person, a very, you know, all about their ego, their image. Just when you think of narcissists, just think of somebody who's selfish and somebody who's out to get what they want and they don't care who they hurt along the way. That's your basic narcissist. No empathy, no care for your feelings, no care if they hurt you along the way. They don't care because they come first, all right? Narcissists always come first, all right? So, you know, even a narcissist that has multiple supply, sometimes the supply, they fight amongst themselves for the narcissist, but the narcissist could care less about either supply because the narcissist is themselves. They don't care because they figure, you know what? I could always find somebody else. When you deal with a narcissist, you are replaceable, all right? Remember that. A narcissist looks at you like you are replaceable. You are an object to the narcissist. So any type of signs that you see somebody that's selfish, self-centered, okay? Somebody who criticizes you, somebody who judges you, somebody who gaslights you and doesn't make sense when you ask them a question, they deflect. You're dealing with a narcissist, you guys. You are dealing with a narcissist. And the biggest realization that you've got to come to grips with is that you're dealing with a toxic person, all right? You're dealing with a toxic person. It's not you. You're dealing with a narcissist. And what do? You got to get out of that relationship, all right? You've got to get out of that relationship because you're not dealing with somebody who's transparent. So my point is, when we deal with people that are codependent or trauma bonded onto the narcissist, they can't let go. It's because they haven't come to that realization that they're dealing with a con artist. They're dealing with a manipulator. That a narcissist doesn't think like you think. A narcissist does not think in terms of romance and love and all of that. A narcissist can't love. A narcissist doesn't even love themselves. They put on a fake persona or a fake facade that they love themselves. But in reality, they're very, very broken people, broken from their childhood, whatever they went through in their childhood, okay? They felt like they didn't have control in their childhood. Either it was childhood trauma, either they were the golden child, but they felt like they didn't have control, okay? And now they're coming into your life and they're going to try to control your life. And people that are trying to control, you will never be equal with them. You will never be a partner with them. They will always feel they are superior. They have this, you know, attitude like, you know, they're entitled to certain things in life. They're entitled to do whatever they want. They're entitled to put you down. They're entitled to cheat on you. And this is what it is, you guys. It's a realization that, you know what? Not everybody is like you. Not everybody has a heart. Not everybody thinks like you. So it's like this. Whatever they are or they aren't, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you recognize it and you say to yourself, I have to stop this. I have to stop this codependency on this person because I'm codependent on a dream. I'm codependent on a fantasy. This is not who this person is. That was an act, all right? How you see that person at the end of your relationship is who that person really was. That's when you're going to see the true character of that person. When they're nasty, when they're ripping you to shreds, when they're putting you down, and a narcissist is going to go for your throat. They're going to put you down in every which way. Anything that you're sensitive about, it could be about your weight, it could be about your, you know, how you do things, whatever it is that you've, you know, opened up to the narcissist, guess what? They're going to come back at you. And that's the first thing they're going to bring up to you is put you down with that because they know that's your vulnerability. That's another thing I want to bring up. Never tell these people too much too soon in the beginning, okay? Because they're going to use it against you. You know, they've got to earn to get more information who you are. So if you're dealing with somebody and they're asking too many personal questions too soon in the beginning, like in the first month or the first 2 months, they're asking you very, very personal questions, that is a red flag. If anybody brings up money in any which way, shape, or form, that is a red flag, okay? You are dealing with somebody who's probably trying to con you, all right? If they ask you what you pay in your rent, what your mortgage is, how much money you got in the bank, how much money do you make, or anything like that, anything that's personal that you wouldn't convey to somebody unless you've known known them a long time, that is a huge red flag. Huge red flag, you guys. Anybody brings that up in the first 3, even 6 months, people don't even discuss this unless they've been in a committed relationship for a long time, all right? You're dealing with somebody who's trying to size up your situation, so you got to watch out for that person. Plus, you got to look at the other red flags. Are they moving the relationship really fast? When you're codependent on somebody or you're trauma bonded by somebody, I want you to go back and look at that relationship and say to yourself, did I move too fast in that relationship? Did that relationship move lightning fast? Because I guarantee if you were in a relationship with somebody and it moved lightning fast, like you were in a relationship within the first month of knowing that person, okay, the first 2 weeks, the first month or something like that, and they're like, I love you and I want to be in a relationship with you in the first, you know, 2 weeks, 1 month or whatever, and they didn't even know you, okay, you're dealing with a narcissist, somebody who's looking to commit to you because they want something else out of you. And they, when you look back on that and you say, yeah, well, actually I did, you know, move really fast in that relationship and everything like that. You've got to say to yourself, why did this person move so fast with me? What was it about me that would want them to be in a relationship with me when they don't even know me? They don't even know me. So why would they want to be in a relationship with me when there's a multitude of supply out there? There's a multitude of women out there. There's a multitude of men out there. What is it about me that makes them head over heels in love with me? Okay. The reality of it is there's nothing, okay? There's nothing because they don't know you. And you're dealing with somebody who's either, you know, really immature or somebody that's a con artist, all right? And most likely it's somebody that's a con artist. But if you want to break that codependency and that trauma bond of that, you know, that attachment to that person that you had or your ex or something like that, you better start thinking about all the nasty things they said about you, all the nasty things they did to you, all the times that, you know, they were not there for you or they played games with you. And even write it down on a piece of paper, because sometimes people have to see it in black and white to really, you know, recognize like, wow, you know, they really did gaslight me. When I asked them a question, they were bringing up something else. Yeah. So what is that? They're deflecting. They're not answering you straight away. If you ask somebody a question, you guys, and they can't give you a simple answer, and they've got to go into this whole verbose kind of explanation, and they're bringing up other things, and they're gaslighting you, and they're telling you, oh, that didn't happen, or, you know, you don't know what you're talking about, or you're crazy, you're sensitive, or something like that. Guess what? They're gaslighting you. You're gaslighting you. You're dealing with a toxic person. You're not dealing with a transparent person, and this is not somebody that you should be, you know, trauma bonded by or anything like that. Now, and one other thing that I need to bring up with all of this, a lot of times people become trauma bonded, not just because they remember the good times with that narcissist who blew up their head and made them think about this fantasy dream that they had, but it's because in your own life is not fulfilled. And when your own life is not fulfilled, the narcissist becomes everything. That you're addicted to love. You're not addicted to the person per se. It's how the person made you feel. That's what you're addicted to. You're addicted to that feeling of love that that person gave you, but it was not a real love, okay? A real love is somebody that you've known for a while, you've seen them in every which way, they have your back, they have respect for you, there's no games, you're not in the dark with them, you never have to question, you know, where you stand with them. People that are real are very clear about it. They're clear about it, okay? There is no, you are not in darkness when you're dealing with somebody who's a real one. You're in darkness when you're dealing with somebody who's fake, manipulating, and a lot of times is a narcissist or toxic person for sure, all right? So once you recognize all these things, and once you say to yourself, okay, I'm dealing with a toxic person, all that love bombing, all that, you know, all that lovey-dovey stuff, it's not real. It's not authentic, because their actions would not be doing these other things. They would not be gaslighting you. They would not be running hot and cold and all of those kind of things, okay? And also, you've got to say, if I need to break the trauma bond, I need to build myself up. I need to get my own life going. If I'm somebody who doesn't want to be single or lonely, build up your friend circuit. Start hanging out with your friends more. Keep busy. This is how you break this bond. You keep busy. You fill your life with whatever you got to fill it with. Family, friends, your career, your business, your children. You center on these other things until you come across somebody else that is sincere and real with you, okay? And stop looking back on that old relationship because you're afraid to be alone. Stop being afraid to be alone. Stop it, okay? It's better to be alone than to be in a toxic relationship or be with a narcissist and waste your life away, okay? And be addicted to those highs and lows, highs and lows. You're never going to have peace. You will never have peace, you guys. So if you want peace in your life, if you want, you know, your life to grow into something, then you need to cut all that. You got to, you know, cut all that think that type of thinking. And you got to say, toxic, toxic. That wasn't real. Toxic, toxic. That wasn't real, you know, because a real person doesn't do these things. Okay. And I'm not going to be with somebody who's toxic, because you know what also happens too? When you stay in that kind of trauma bond and that toxic type of relationship, the longer you're in it, the harder it is to be to break. And guess what happens a lot of times? That person is going to dump you for somebody else, because if you're dealing with a narcissist, 9 times out of 10, they got somebody on the side, okay? And when they find something better, guess what? They're going to move on to somebody else. And then you're really going to be like really upset about it. And you know what you're really going to be upset about? You're going to be really upset that you didn't leave them sooner and you wasted all those years of your life with this person that basically showed you that they were toxic. But because you didn't recognize it and you weren't educated on the topic at the time, you didn't see it for what it was. And this is what happens to a lot of people that become victims of narcissistic abuse. They did not see this person for who they truly were, okay? So this is why I tell you guys, you got to educate yourself. Education is, knowledge is power. Oh my gosh. That is so true. Knowledge is power. So once you recognize those red signs and everything like that, and you see those kind of things, there is no, you know, making excuses for these people. There is no excuse. People know how to act, right? And if people aren't treating you right, you've got to cut that out of your life, unless you want to live a life of mess, all right? So I hope that helps you. If it did, please hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast, and have a great day. If you're having trouble in your relationship, or maybe you're dealing with somebody who's a narcissist and you're really confused, you don't know what to do, you need some advice or some clarity, well, I offer email and also phone coaching. Please go to the podcast description for the link on how to get email or phone coaching, or maybe you just have a question that you need answered. All questions will be answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description where it tells you how Yaz can answer your questions. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my 2 books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Thank you.